What are your thoughts about that? No mandated paid days off in America, but there are quite a few mandated paid days off in other countries. And again, those that I mentioned, 25 days or more. 25 days or more. Several weeks per month, I'm sorry, per year, of mandated paid days off. But what about this? Americans have that allowable time that we can take off, and a lot of Americans don't even use the time. They don't take it. How many days would you say, paid days off, would you say we give up? I mean, think about, you know, number of people we have in the workforce. And think about numbers of jobs. Think about number of days that a number of companies allow their employees to take off. Would you believe that all told, each year, Americans give up approximately 705 million vacation days each year, ladies and gentlemen? The days are there. The companies say you can take this time off. And Americans say that's okay, to the tune of 705 million days per year. Now, let me share with you. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, man, I am showing so much loyalty to the company. Let me tell you, when you think about some of the reasons that it is good to take vacation, you realize that if you change your perspective, adjust your perspective, you see that you really are showing loyalty to the company even by taking those vacation days that the company allows. Check out these benefits of vacationing. One benefit is the physical benefit, the benefit that your body receives when you take vacation time. According to the large-scale longitudinal Framingham Heart Study, people who forego vacation time away from the workplace, those who say, hey, look, I know I have the time, I know I can take it, but that's all right, I'm going to pass on that. And it's not necessarily that you pass on all the time. Maybe you have, let's just say, 30 days per year that you can take off, but you only take 8 days, 10 days. And you just let the rest just stay there. You just give up the rest. Well, listen, when you do that, they found that people face significantly increased risks for heart trouble and early death. So now we talk about benefits for the body. We're speaking specifically right now about cardiovascular health. People who forego vacation time away from the workplace are facing significantly increased risks for heart trouble and early death. If a woman allows 6 or more years to pass between vacations, this is 2018. The last time she took a vacation was in 2012. Not good. Don't wear that like a badge of honor. If a woman allows 6 or more years to pass between vacations, she is 8 times more likely to develop heart disease. Men who forego their annual vacation times have a 32% greater risk of dying of a heart attack. How much good will you be doing the company if you develop that heart disease and then you have to start taking time off to tend to the heart disease? Medical appointments, you can't work as productively as you once did because you don't have the energy you once had. Again, adjusting the perspective. I'm not talking about being manipulative, looking for excuses. Nope, just adjusting perspective. We're still looking at ways to be loyal and beneficial to the company. And we really can say, you know what? It's going to be better for everyone, including, quote unquote, the company. And don't just think about the letters C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, but think about my immediate supervisors, his or her supervisors, my coworkers. It's really going to be better for everyone if I allow my body to rest, especially my heart. I will be a healthier and, as a result, more productive worker, employee, if I take this time off. Sleep time. Sleep patterns generally improve during vacation times because you're more able to let your natural circadian rhythms rule your bedtime and wake time. I remember a while back, I had gone out of town, visited a relative, and I was an aunt, and I was telling her that I was going to be calling it quits by such and such a time so that I could go ahead and get to bed on time. And she said, well, vacation time is when you're supposed to stay up late. No. I am up later than I want to be most of the time. With all that I have going on, it is a challenge for me to consistently get to bed on time. I didn't have all of that with me at that time, and so I could get to bed on time. I let my aunt know, no. When I'm at home and I have all those things that I'm doing, it is almost impossible for me to get to bed on time. I'm on vacation now. I don't have all those things that I have to do. I'm getting to bed on time. And I want you to think about that. Don't wear yourselves out as you're planning your vacation. Some of you have heard me say this before. Do not plan it in such a way that you wear yourselves out. You're going to be getting 5 hours of sleep each night because you're going to be having so much fun. No, remember, this is about rejuvenating. So it's about having fun. It is also about getting plenty of rest. You're more able to let your natural circadian rhythms rule your bedtime and your wake time. And that was one finding from a study commissioned by New Zealand Airlines and conducted by a gentleman named Mark Rosekind. We sleep better on vacation. And this effect lasts for weeks after we return. When we have taken one vacation, 5 days, 8 days, that one vacation time and gone to bed consistently on time, allowing our bodies, our souls, our minds to rest well. The effect of that resting lasts weeks after we return. It is still benefiting us. How about reaction times? Reaction times improve when we take time for a vacation, according to Rosekind's study. Stress overworks the brain. And when you're constantly overloading and dividing your limited attention span between computer screens, cell phones, conversations, and worries about what you should be doing that you don't have the time to do, you actually lose the ability to pay attention to what is going on around you. Work productivity. Now, how about that, though? Reaction times. You lose the ability to pay attention to what's going on around you. And that's part of the reason that some people end up in so many automobile accidents. We have so many people ending up in automobile accidents. Going. Constantly going. And overloading the brain. And you can kid yourselves if you want to. Our brains can only handle so much. And so sometimes, I'm not saying this is always the case. I know sometimes we just have some people who are just bad drivers. But at other times, we have people who are truly tired drivers. They may literally forget to check their side view mirror. So tired. Their brains are so tired. They're so focused on just getting home so they can just sit down for a few minutes. They're truly not as alert. They're not as aware. They're not as sharp as they might like to be. And while, we do have some bad drivers, we do also have some tired drivers. How about what I was mentioning a little bit earlier? Work productivity. You'll actually be more productive if you get out of the office for some rest and relaxation. For every 10 hours of vacation time taken, productivity improves 8%. Not for every 10 days of vacation time. For every 10 hours of vacation time taken, productivity improves 8%, according to findings from an Ernst & Young corporate study. 10 hours. Every 10 hours of vacation time taken. And remember now, let's just say you take 5 days. You're looking at how many hours on vacation? Well, we know we have 24 hours in a day. I mean the whole 24-hour day, the whole time. How many hours are we looking at on a 5-day vacation? Well, we're looking at 120 hours for that five, for those 5 days. 120 hours. And for every 10 of those 120 hours, productivity improves 8%. Can you imagine the increased productivity for all 120 of those hours? Because remember now, that time that we spend sleeping counts when it comes to rejuvenation, when it comes to resting. All of that counts. All of it matters. Man, oh man, the power of rejuvenating. Measurable increase in productivity. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. More in just a few.